We're talking with Eric Weltman, who's I know him as a senior organizer for Brooklyn for Food and Water Watch, and one of the nation's and New York's preeminent climate change, fossil fuel, water groups. And we wanted to talk to Eric Weltman about, you know, what are some of the key issues that Food and Water Watch is pushing at this point in New York State, particularly with the state legislative session, you know, ending in about a month or so?
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. You know, as folks may recall, Food and Water Watch was amongst the organizations pushing Governor Cuomo successfully, you know, to ban fracking. And Governor Cuomo remains a key target for many of our, you know, concerns, including the build out of frack gas infrastructure. But with the Democrats holding a supermajority in both the Assembly and the Senate, you know, we see a real opening for, you know, passing bold climate legislation over the next few weeks, noting, though, that the legislative session does end on June 10th.
Well, I know one of the things that Food and Water Watch has been pushing more recently has been the concept of, you know, public power. You know, why do you think public power, you know, democratic control over our energy system is helpful at this point? And what are some of the proposals that you're hoping to see the legislature enact on that?
Absolutely, Mark. Food and Water Watch believes that public power is the perfect vehicle for not only promoting renewable energy and helping us move off fossil fuels, but also creating affordable, accessible, reliable, and very importantly, accountable clean power. We've long been supportive of public water, and we're very much against corporate control and abuse of our most vital resources, including, as I mentioned, you know, our water systems, as well as our food systems, our food production. Well, we have the same analysis of the production of energy, along with, you know, many allies across the state and across the country. We are embracing public power, you know, again, as a vehicle for moving off fossil fuels, for stopping our reliance on dirty frack gas. We are, as I mentioned, you know, continuing to target Governor Cuomo around stopping frack gas infrastructure, pipelines and power plants that transport and burn frack gas, including the Dan Scammer power plant up in the Hudson Valley. And here in the city where I live, there are frack gas proposals, power plant proposals in Brooklyn and Queens. And again, Governor Cuomo has the authority to stop these projects. But as I mentioned, you know, we are pushing a number of legislative proposals that we hope to pass by June 10th, including, I'll just list them off briefly, the New York Build Public Renewables Act, as well as the Clean Futures Act. And those are both bills that we're hoping the legislature will embrace, support, and pass by June 10th for the governor's signature.
Well, one of the things that the, I guess, Build Renewable Acts does is it pushes the New York Power Authority, which, you know, basically owned by the state, to build renewable energy in New York State. Now, that was actually something that Governor Cuomo proposed a couple of years ago, but was sort of defeated by the industry, you know, who wanted the profits to go to the private developers. How has, you know, the governor reacted to the new proposal that, you know, Food and Water Watch and a number of other groups are pushing with respect to overhauling NYPA to be more focused on renewables?
That's a good question. I do want to note that this really harkens back to the, you know, the Great Depression and Governor Roosevelt, you know, back in the day. I think, you know, he was amongst those responsible for the creation of the New York Power Authority, which, you know, largely operates, you know, owns and operates, you know, hydropower facilities in upstate New York, and has a tremendous track record of affordable, accessible, reliable, clean power. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we want to unleash the power, so to speak, of the New York Power Authority to help us meet New York's climate goals. To be honest, we have not heard yet from the Cuomo administration about this bill. We're in the process of building up a tremendous base of co-sponsors in both the Assembly and the Senate. And I do want to encourage, you know, your listeners, if you're amenable to doing so, to contacting your own legislators, the bill number in the Assembly for the New York Build Public Renewables Act is 1466A. Again, that's 1466A. In the Senate, the number is 6453. The sponsor in the Assembly is Bobby Carroll from Brooklyn. And the sponsor in the Senate is likewise Senator Parker, also from Brooklyn. Again, we have until June 10th to pass this bill in the legislature, along with the Clean Futures Act, which would ban new fracked gas power plants and then send them to the governor's desk, hopefully for his signature.
And just to clarify for people, there is a federal Clean Futures Act, which Congressman Tonko is one of the main sponsors of, which has drawn quite a bit of criticism for support of what we would call false solutions, such as garbage incineration and carbon capture. But this is the state Clean Futures Act, so it's a different bill. You mentioned a couple times the Dan Scammer power plant, which I think is about an hour and a half south of Albany. Can you give us a quick overview of why is that such a critical issue, and what can the governor and the state do about it?
Absolutely. So just like the governor, banned fracking, Governor Cuomo and his agencies, in this case, the Department of Environmental Conservation, they have a tremendous amount of authority, even without, a new bill or a new law to stop fracked gas pipelines and power plants. Food and Water Watch is working with a tremendous number of allies. NYPERG has been very active in the fight against Dan Scammer, Scenic Hudson, a bunch of local groups are opposing this project. It's right on the banks of the Hudson River. It's in an environmental justice community, a low-income community of color in the city of Newburgh. And it would boost our reliance on fracked gas at a time of which, needless to say, we need to move off fossil fuels. As folks are probably aware, the state has some very ambitious climate goals that were established in the CLCPA. We cannot meet these goals. This should be fairly obvious, but New York cannot meet these goals unless Governor Cuomo stops any and all new fracked gas infrastructure in New York. We cannot be increasing our reliance on fossil fuels at a time when we need to be moving off fossil fuels. And again, utilizing the capacity of the New York Power Authority, building out a clean energy future reliant on renewable energy.
So we have about 90 seconds left. So I'll give you a two-part question. One is, I know that you guys have been involved with the I believe it's called the campaign for a Green New Deal in New York. What's happening with that? And if people want to find out more about Food and Water Watch and your work on public power and other legislative issues, how best can they do that?
Absolutely. So the campaign for Green New York is now also shifting its focus to the Clean Futures Act, which again is the legislation that would ban new fossil fuel power plants. And that's legislation that was introduced by Senator Ramos, Senator Jessica Ramos, and Senator Mondani, from Queens. So that's a bill that we're also hoping to pass, in the legislature by June 10th. We have a website, foodandwaterwatch.org. We welcome folks visiting, again, foodandwaterwatch.org. We also have our own New York Facebook page, so if folks are on Facebook, you can check us out. And also you can sign up for text messages by texting ACTION, A-C-T-O-N, I think that's how you spell ACTION, A-C-T-I-O-N, that is, to 69866. So again, text the word ACTION to 69866, and you can get all kinds of updates from Food and Water Watch here in New York.
Well, thank you very much, Eric Weltman, Food and Water Watch, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.